You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. Today, Jane, we're going to cover the importance of having a sewer inspection done as part of the home inspection when you're buying a home. And to break it down for us, we have as our special guest, Ryan Fisher of Primary Service Group. Ryan, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Ken and Jane. I'm happy to be here.
All right. We're going to get to it. So give us the company overview, what your company covers in terms of inspections.
Yeah, great. Again, my name is Ryan Fisher. I'm the owner of Primary Service Group. We basically dedicate ourselves to serving the Monmouth County, Central New Jersey area. And we do all forms of services when it comes to sewer camera inspections, sewer cleaning, all forms of drain cleaning, down to secondary branch lines in the kitchen, you know, the drain lines that are, you know, serve the inside of the home as well as the outside of the home. We do main sewer cleanings from the house to the curb to the main city lines. We do hydro jetting, and like we're here to talk about today, predominantly a lot of sewer camera inspections. And a big part of some of our services are also with that underground excavations when it comes to the repairing and replacing of sewer lines and water lines as well.
Okay. So a lot of listeners may be thinking, or a lot of buyers may think, well, I have the general inspection done. We flush the toilets, we run the laundry, the drains, everything's flowing good. Doesn't seem to be any backflow issues. What's the need to have the sewer inspection, to have a camera go in there if there's no backflow, no issues? So talk about the importance of the sewer inspection and what could be going on in the ground that the buyers are not aware of.
Yeah, of course. I mean, when you have a lot of customers who they just go in, they flush the toilet, right? They run some volume, and there could be a huge difference there where the original, you know, the homeowner that did have the house originally maybe didn't have as many people in the home, right? And when you purchase the home, and now maybe say there's a husband, a wife, 2-3 kids, and there's a lot more volume on that sewer system, you might see now some of the underlying problems come up, you know. So to have that awareness and to really have a peace of mind of getting the camera inspection done so that we can get in there, take a look, really see what's going on, if there's any, you know, soft blockages compared to any hard blockages, if there's any roots, channeling, deterioration of the line of the system. You know, it could be an old cast iron line, could have old clay pipe that's in there, you know, even as old as Orangeburg. It's another form of pipe that could really, you know, with heavy volume, create a lot of damage. And, you know, once you start pumping that volume, that's what we end up seeing. We see a lot of customers, they buy the home, and within a week, 2 weeks, sometimes a couple months, all of a sudden they're like, man, I'm having a ton of backups. I'm getting a backup. I come home, there's water, there's sewage water on the floor in the basement, or my toilet overflowed, you know, and now it's created damage on my hardwood floors. I don't understand why this happened, you know? And then you ask the question, well, when you purchased the home, did you get a camera inspection? And I know it's difficult. I know getting the camera inspection sometimes difficult, say on a seller point of view to a buyer point of view. But for us, we just always feel it's an important subject just because it is that peace of mind. It's making sure that we don't have this problem come up. You know, for a fair price of getting that done, I just always feel like it's a, you know, it's that a peace of mind. I can put my head down at night. I don't have to worry about waking up with the, you know, with sewer water in the basement type thing.
Absolutely.
You know?
I have to say, I have, you're absolutely right. I had an experience was a while ago. My client bought a townhouse. At that time, once again, I was a neuro agent. So my knowledge is no way compared with today. So we, the buyer and actually buyer attorney as well, we all thought because it's a townhouse, it's a condominium. So we, you know, this is so public, it belongs to the HOA, so we didn't think there was any problem. Did a home inspection, and the condominium was built in late 80s. So it was quite a newer, you know, I'm talking about it more than 10 years ago. So that time it was relatively newer, you know, the end of 80, early 90s, right? So we did a home inspection. Everything was perfect. Everything was no problem. So the client moved in. there was older couple, only two of them. So being there for a long time, all children gone. So two of them, they're not always there. They travel a lot. So after we bought, it was a husband, wife, and two kids. They lived there for about a year, you know, I mean, almost a year. They just feel here and there, always backups, so always call the people come and you know, to clean up the drain.
Yep.
Once they found out there was a tree grow, the roots get in the line between the house and the outside. So obviously they call me. I said, yeah, it's the HOA. Contact HOA, finds out because you have a townhouse. It's from your house to the main drain, so you're responsible as a homeowner. So that was a big ticket. After that, I said to them, you better have that sewer checked, even though it's a condo and townhouse, right? I mean, you most likely will be responsible for that. If it's a condo, you have upstairs and downstairs, that's a common area. But if you have a townhouse, it's from your house to the main drain.
Yeah,
so
no,
you're
I
responsible.
Agree,
yeah. Yeah, so yep. more careful after that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? In that process, too, it's like for a realtor, I always explain it to the agents about, you know, being the authority, right? Having that credibility and offering that, letting the customer know you're doing them a great service. You're not actually, you know, you're not costing them anything. They see it as a cost, right? Like, oh, well, you know, how much is that going to be extra on top of a home inspection, right? We understand that, but it could be a very smart decision.
But you're paying $500,000 or more for the home. So, I mean, the cost of the sewer inspection is almost, it's invaluable. I mean, because it could be costing you, if you have tree roots, I mean, you know best, it could cost thousands of dollars in repairs. Because depending what the repair is, where it is, how much of the lateral you've got to do excavation, whenever you have to excavate, it's costly to go there and then have to put a new, replace the pipe if it came to that point. So this is just a prevention and, you know, making sure you detect a problem. It's like having a colonoscopy, right? You know, you don't want to do it, but it's
exactly
the same thing. You're putting the probe in, the camera in, and you're running it up the line and seeing if there's any blockage. But it's not only tree roots. Like, that was the example that Jane gave, but you could have a situation where the pipe just is falling apart, right, because of the age or, you know, corrosion. And so the sewer product may not be making its way to the main lateral, right? It could be going in the ground, or, you know, you could have a hole in the pipes, and you could have, you know, tree roots, you could have deterioration.
Exactly. You could have, I mean, listen, you can have grease built up, right,
yes,
from a past homeowner that you just didn't know was really there. Like, the line's opening and flowing, we're flushing, everything's good. And then you start to, you know, you start adding your grease, because it happens. You know, you try to tell customers, oh, try not to dump the grease down the sink. But, they, you know, it's, you're not there, right? So, like, they're going to do that. I'm guilty as well. I'm not going to lie, you know. And what happens is you're right. And I love the analogy about, like, the colonoscopy, to be honest with you, because you do that, right, for the quality of life.
Yeah,
right?
Sure, absolutely.
So, like, if you look at your body and you look at yourself and you take care of yourself and the quality of life, like, you have to look at your systems and your plumbing systems and your home systems the same way. Like, what is the quality of life you want? Like, I don't want to continue to have sewage backups. I don't want this, because that also ends up with restoration costs and your homeowner's insurance. Now you just move in, you're a year into it, now you're using homeowners, and you know, it just creates so much damage.
And if you have a sewage backup, you can't necessarily break it. We had a situation with a house in Mountainside with my parents' house. They had a backup. It was, fortunately, it was within the basement, but it turned out the blockage was so solid thick, and they couldn't. There was, like, you had to literally cut the pipe out.
Yeah.
So if that happens underground, then you're talking, you know, you have to deal with it. You just can't go in there with a snake and expect the plumber to just break
exactly
it all up.
And you'd be shocked, like, I was talking with somebody yesterday about this. Like, there's thousands of backups a day in the state of New Jersey. I mean, there are so many people who have sewer problems on a daily basis. Wow. When you actually think of, like, the number.
I think the while back, that's a funny thing. I think on the Magic, the station here, they always ask the morning, ask the question. You know, I remember that was 10 years ago. They ask question and people call in for the answer. They ask which day the the busiest day for the blockage for the plumbing. And somebody called in and said, what's your answer?
That's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
And it always happens exactly when you're not expecting it. You're thinking, it's not a problem. And then, right?
And then you have guests, relatives over. Then it becomes a big problem, right?
Definitely. You know, and then the systems get used a lot, and now or worst case, you're cooking and you're hustling and you're just trying to get Thanksgiving dinner prepared, and you're yelling at the kids like, go get dressed, and the family's coming over, they're gonna be here in 2 hours, and make sure you're ready, clean up, and then all of a sudden you turn around and your kitchen sink's overflowing, and then you're calling us,
and then you're calling on an emergency basis, and on a holiday, and it's the cost is a lot more.
But that's part of the— but we try to be as fair and honest and fairly priced as possible. So, when it comes to that, are there holiday charges? Are there weekend charges? Of course. But we do have, within our core values of our company, like honesty, integrity, our values are just, we don't want to be known as the highly priced. Like, we truly care about serving our customers, and we understand, because we've all had it happen. I've been out there in the field working, and my wife call and go,
you got to come home, and
the toilet's overflowing. You're like, oh my God, in my own home now. I got to go do it at my own house. You know what I mean? It's like, but it happens. It happens everywhere.
The prevention is the key.
That's the key.
Get the inspection before you own the house, so at least you have the peace of mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the peace of mind.
And with that, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Prime Real Estate, a standalone building with superior construction quality, a backup generator, and beautiful architectural design, is available for sale or for lease. Located in a highly visible location directly off Route 33 in Hamilton Township, this location is zoned highway commercial, suitable for retail, medical, office, education, and so much more. To find out more, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's 908-337-9448.
Attention all investors. A two-story fully leased medical building is for sale. Good cap rate with long-term stable tenants. Corner lot with approximately 30 car spots, located on Route 33 in Neptune, just one block away from the Jersey Shore University Medical Center. For more details, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448.
Impressive second-level office suite in excellent condition is available for lease. Approximately 2,400 square feet consists of private offices, conference rooms and kitchen, and private restrooms. Perfect for attorneys, accountants, or any office professional use. Situated in prime location on Route 130 in the Lake Farrington Plaza Business Park, in close proximity to major highways including Route 1, the New Jersey Turnpike, and Route 287. For more information, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448.
You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to our show. We're joined today by Ryan Fisher of Primary Service Group. So, Ryan, we're talking all about the sewer inspections. Give us an idea what happens on the day of the inspection when you come out there, or your technician comes out there. How long does the inspection take, roughly, and what do you exactly do in terms of putting the camera through?
Yeah, so our sewer inspection process is pretty simple, but it's also very thorough, right? So it all kind of starts with making sure you have the proper equipment. Right. I mean, there's all different types of cameras. They're all great. They all serve a great purpose. For us, I mean, we use a rigid system. I just personally feel like they have the best system for, their cable style, for their push cable with the camera, to get down the line to make sure you have a good, a push rod to get where it needs to go. The monitoring system, they have really great technology. And so we use that. So basically, we schedule a camera inspection. We make sure that we give the customer a heads up, letting them know that we're on our way, right? And then when we get there, either if we know the customer or if we've been there before, we kind of already have history and documentation of where's, you know, where's a clean out access, where, you know, is a standpipe down in the basement with a cap that we can remove. If not, we have to remove a toilet to get access. We normally know that. But if we don't, if we've never been there, if it's a new customer, if an agent reaches out and has us go out, you know, it's just part of our assessment. They get out there, they find a clean out access. You know, you open that up, you make sure everything's good, and then you perform the inspection. You make sure that you want to go slow with the camera. You don't want to just push the camera down the line, because if there's any sitting water, you know, you could have a back pitched sewer line. You can have a belly in the sewer line where, you know, it kind of just, you know, doesn't have proper pitch. And when you just rush the camera down the line, a lot of that water could overtake the camera lens and make it look like you have a lot more water in the pipe than maybe you really do. So I'm very adamant about that with my guys going, you know.
Right, you have to go slow. But a question with the camera lens itself, because the sewer pipe is 360 degrees. So the camera, how many eyes are on the camera? So when the camera's, I can envision this camera slowly making its way down the pipe, but how is the camera turning so it captures the whole, perimeter of the pipe?
So the camera does have a 360-degree lens, right, so that you can see the whole line, and it has LED lights which lights up the whole line, and I can have it, and I see it in color.
Okay.
So I have a full vision of what it looks like all the way around, right? And then you have the ability to, you can turn the camera to make sure that you're on the down side of the pipe where you're going with the flow of the pipe. You can turn it to the side. You can turn it to where it shows a different view. But, you know, when you have it that way, you can at least see if the water's sitting. You can see if the water's properly flowing to where it needs to go, if it has the proper pitch. And like I said, you just go nice and slow. You make sure that you're analyzing and making sure that you're finding, you know, you want to make sure there's no major root issues. Because if there's a root issue, right, a lot of people think, oh, roots, well, that's not a problem. Well, no, a root actually means there's a break. That means that root got inside to that line. So there is an obstruction within that line. But you can maintain the roots. You know, there's the cost effective ways of not having to dig, but we can maintenance that with hydro jetting. We can get in there, really tear those roots up, keep it open and flowing for the time being. But the thing is those.
But you're leaking something, right?
But you're leaking, exactly. Which is hazardous, right? And that's raw sewage that could be, you know, that's getting into the ground. Or what if you have a slab? What if the pipe's under the slab? What if it's leaking under the slab? So we really try to take a nice slow path so that we can analyze and find all those issues.
And what happens when the camera goes along and let's say you hit a root that goes right through the pipe? How does the camera can't go any further then because the root's blocking it. So let's say you go 10 feet or 20 feet out and the lateral itself is, let's say, 50 feet from the house to the street. How do you get beyond that root? I guess you have to stop the investigation and cut the root out and then allow the camera to further proceed along the pipe?
Yeah, exactly. So we have to, at that point, you know, see and assess exactly how much root it is. If you can't get to, I mean, you can put a little pressure on the camera, try to get through. Mm-hmm. Just so you keep going. But at the end of the day, it's a very expensive camera. So you have to be very careful with the lens. You don't want to break the lens. So we always try to train our guys, make sure you find that, back it off a little bit, bring the camera back out. If we have to go down there with your traditional cable, we go down with the cable, put a nice size head on there that can cut roots.
Roots, right.
Right. And then we try to get that out of the way. And then we go back. It's a process. You know, it takes a little bit of time, but you have to be thorough. You have to take your time. You know, I don't train my guys to say, hey, get the camera down there. You find them roots. It's an immediate stop. See what's going on. Tell the customer we got to dig it up. Let's try to get those roots out of the way. It's what I'm thinking is getting to the other side. I want to know what's going on the other side.
There could be more roots down the road.
Because there could be more. Because then at that point, then, you know, with recording and documenting the whole process, which we do, we can then give a full-on assessment, a true, honest assessment of what's happening with the line. Because especially in the home buying process, you guys both know that's a very important thing because that could be the difference of, okay, who's going to be responsible, right? Like, am I responsible? Am I? you know,
it's very structural. It's not cosmetic. And this is a big item if there's any problem. It's a huge item.
Yeah. Right. Maybe one day they're going to equip cameras like with artificial intelligence and have like a little grinder on the head of the camera so it can chop.
It'll automatically know. Like, oh,
never
roots,
know, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Your roots, or we'll have a little.
Roots like, are 18 inches away.
Play and we'll have a little,
pull out
a
chopper.
Little robot. A chopper will come out and then just chop it and then keep going.
No, listen, I wouldn't be shocked, right?
That would be pretty cool, right?
You still hope though that like a person has to, you know, guide it.
Yeah, whatever, of course. Right? Yeah, they're still they're not going to.
But you're right. I mean, it's the technology that they do come out with is.
You never know, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and with, you know, with that process, it's, you know, you just have to be really, you know, aware of what you're looking at. If you don't, like, we train our guys to. You got to be looking at the right things. Stop looking at the wrong things, you know, because I'm not a fan of, you know, oh, let me camera it. We'll send you the video later. No, listen, you're the homeowner. It's your home. It's your money. This is your decision on what you're going to want to do. You can stand right here and watch that monitor and I will walk and talk you, you know, through the whole process because I want you to see it. Meaning I don't want anyone to ever think that there's a false video like we were just talking about.
Yeah. There's be full transparency.
100%. Yeah. So, which is important. So,
The trust is very important.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And roughly, Ryan, what does the typical inspection cost? I know there's a range, but just so the listener has some idea, what are we talking in terms of a sewer inspection?
So my pricing on a sewer camera inspection is $325. Sometimes I change it. Sometimes I go from, honestly, I can go from range from $249 to $350, let's just say. It really all depends on how much is entailed into it.
Yes.
Much
detail, sure. Absolutely.
You know, I'm not a, you know, I do the underground work, you know, so I can be fair. I feel like I can always be fair. Because I offer that service as well. So I'm not out there going, oh, I need to get $450, $500 for a camera inspection. Because if there is a problem, I feel like I'm the fast solution right there with you. Yep. And if I'm fair with you, you're going to also get fair pricing on the solution of fixing the roots, whether it's by way of hydro jetting or if it is excavation. You know, we try not to, we exhaust every avenue before we have to get to the excavations. But if you have to.
Sometimes you have to. Yeah. And please give your contact information. I don't think we gave that yet. So
of course.
Your phone number, your website.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. So it's Primary Service Group. We're out of Hazlitt, New Jersey. We also have a location in Howell, New Jersey. So we have two yards. Our number is 848-757-2116. And it's www.primaryservicegroup.com.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All right, awesome.
Yeah.
Let's also talk about the drain cleaning services that you do and why that's important, what can go wrong, why that's important to have the drain cleaning done.
Yeah, of course. You know, drain cleaning is a preventive maintenance in my eyes that it can create foul odors in the house. You know, it can stop from having foul odors in the house. It can cause, you know, you have, especially in your kitchen sink, right? You have grease that gets down there. Your tubs get hair, you know, and these are all little blockages that end up, you know, when you're rushing out of the house and you got to be somewhere and you go to jump in the shower and all of a sudden your tub's filling up, you know, there's a hair blockage. There's something going on there, you know, and, you know, drain cleaning is, you know, is a service that we offer that, you know, we use, you know, traditional cabling. We can do jetting inside on the secondary drain cleaning lines. And, you know, like I always say, it can stop from having major water damage. If you do maintenance on your drain lines inside too,
mm-hmm.
We do whole home drain cleaning inspections where we come in for a certain price, you know, which is normally about $7.99, and we maintenance every drain line you have. About 3-4 hours long. We make sure that everything's covered. It comes with a free, you know, comes with a camera inspection because we don't want to see you being in a situation
where the laundry is backing up,
causing damage, you know, on a finished basement. It happens.
It happens.
Prevention
yeah.
is the key.
It's the key.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. We're almost out of time. Once again, just give your contact information for Primary Service Group.
Yeah, again, it's Primary Service Group. It's www.primaryservicegroup.com. And our phone number is 848-757-2116.
All right. Thank you so much, Ryan, for appearing on our show. That was quite informative. We'll see everyone next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.